This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with the BelowTopSecret.com podcast in reply to Are You Pod Shy? I gotta admit, I have just started podcasting and I have been, to say the least, a bit pod shy. I have this problem thinking, you know, what am I going to say? What am I going to say that people will listen to? And then it dawned on me. I go on every night. I reply to anywhere from 2 to 4 threads. I write short stories and submit them in every contest for writing that comes down the pike. You know, if anything, people should be telling me to shut up, you know? They should be signing on going, my God, he made another podcast? Jesus, you know, why don't we just turn them off? Why don't we just stop podcasting? You know, we got to shut this guy up. So podcasting really is, you know, it's not that hard. Figuring out what to say is not that hard. Pick a thread, any thread, and instead of replying to it by typing, give your fingers a break today. Go ahead and pull out the microphone and reply with a podcast. It's that simple. Plus you get points. Yes, you get points. I just found that out. I have no idea how many points you get. You know, I don't think I really care how many points you get. I was thinking about donating my points to the victims of Hurricane Katrina. You know, I know they need bread and they need clean water and they need blankets, but hey, them puppies ever get back online, they're set up. They can come over here to ATS, man, they're going to have custom backgrounds, first line, second line, up their upload quota. They will be set. You know, I don't know how happy they will be about that, but it's definitely a thought, you know. What else? King Lizard was right about the voices as well. You know, I will never again listen, you know, read somebody else's posts without hearing their voice, you know. Like Mulberry Blue Shimmer, you know, I hear her voice and right away I think of kangaroos and koala bears and putting the Barbie on the shrimp and all that other stereotypical crap of Australia, you know. But she does have a very pretty voice. You know, and then you hear Magic and Benevolent Heretic talking about David Crosby and singing David Crosby, and well, David Crosby will never be the same after that little experience, or at least my listening to him will never be the same, but I enjoyed it, you know. I suppose if I have any concerns about podcasting is I think that there is an area for abuse. You know, I expect someday somebody's going to come on, make a podcast screaming about how terrible their life is, how their wife left them, how they've lost their money and lost everything, and that this is finally the end, and you're going to hear a boom, big gunshot. You know, everybody's going to freak out and say, my God, somebody committed suicide while podcasting, you know, and it's going to go all over the boards. But, you know, you got to ask yourself, who uploaded the podcast, you know? I worry about abuse like that. I don't know how it's going to go, but I think it's possible. You know, that's an extreme example, but I think there are possibilities for things like that. It would have to be watched, you know. But podcasting, you should not be podcast. I mean, you should not be pod shy. Give your fingers a break today. Yank out that microphone, record something to say, and share it with the world. You have the right. This is Mr. Whoopi signing off with the BelowTopSecret.com podcast. Peace out.